Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. We got to talk about this funny story because it segues perfectly and it's just funny. But you were at a conference and somebody said, oh, I know which movie star you look like. Take it from there.
Okay, so they mistaken me for Sarah Connor, the original Sarah Connor, the buff Sarah Connor. And I was like, wait, wasn't she blonde? I'm not blonde, I'm brunette. And they go, no, it's her buffness.
And she's the one on Terminator, right?
She was, mm-hmm. Terminator 1 star. Terminator mm-hmm. 2 star is actually the one they were referring to, which I have yet to see. And they said, listen, you look just like her. And so I hid it in my heart, came home. But, you know, if you tell a woman in her early 50s that she's buff, even though she knows at some level it's probably not true, she'll want to believe you. And so I really wanted to believe it was true. I got my son, Alec, who is just a whiz at getting things online. I said, I need you to find me, video clips or pictures of Sarah Connor from Terminator 2. And my son was like, why? And I said, Alec, people are saying I look like her. And he's like, Mom, you don't. I'm like, Alec, seriously, just find it. People are saying I look like her. And so he found me this video montage of Sarah Connor, and she's doing pull-ups and push-ups, and she's got her bed flipped over, her twin bed up against the wall, and she's doing pull-ups underneath it. She's exercising. She's got a gun that she's cocking with one arm, and she's riding this Ducati motorcycle that looks strangely like my Ninja. And I found out that she was developing strength in this season of captivity because she was going to rescue her son. So I was like, I feel spiritually connected to this woman. I think I'm probably just two appointments away from this kind of buff level. And I did something I had never done, Susie. I picked up the phone and I called Gold's Gym. They were like, okay, sure, come on in. You can have an assessment. And I probably should have paused when I heard the word assessment, but I didn't. I was just blinded. I was delusional. And I went into the gym, and I have to be honest with you, the assessment began with push-ups, 10 push-ups, which I could barely do. I was shaky. I got up. Then they were 25 jumping jacks. And I couldn't even remember if your hands touched the top or not. I began to panic. And then it went from there. Those were actually the two best things I did, from bad to awful. And at the end of this assessment, I didn't think I had passed. I knew I had failed. And he brings me into this cubicle. He's got this, checklist. And he marked me just frowning the whole time. And he said, now we're going to measure your fat percentage. And I was like, okay, I'm probably going to do good on this one. So he sends this electrical current through my body. And I have to be honest with you, the results were shocking. He was like, oh my gosh, let's check that again. And he checks it again, and it goes up a percentage point. He began to point out the woman in the gym. He's like, you see that woman over there? And again, I'm not a big person. But he was like, see that girl over there? I'm like, yeah, this could be a large sister. He goes, you're fatter than her. You're fatter than her. You're fatter. And he's like pointing out all these rather large women. I'm like, I am not going to sit here and let you make me feel like I am lazy. I am a busy person. He said, yeah, you're busy. He said, and you burn muscle instead of build it. He said, you are something we call skinny fat. And I left the gym that day and I wondered how many people in the church are skinny fat because they are so busy, but they don't bear any weight. And if we don't bear weight, we don't build muscles. And Jesus is looking for people who will carry the load. And one of my favorite scriptures for the women is, that God is going to remake us. In Micah, he talks about, he says, on your feet, daughter of Zion, be threshed of chaff, be refined of dross. I am remaking you into a people invincible. Notice it doesn't say invisible, it says invincible. And then it talks about how he does that. It says, but for right now, they're ganged up against you. Many godless people saying, kick her when she's down, violate her. I want to see Zion grovel in the dirt. These blasphemers have no idea what God is thinking in doing this. They don't know that this is the making of God's people, that they are wheat being threshed, gold being refined.